kei te whakarongo koe ki te reo irirangi poho, he parakuihi tēnei, he te wiki o te reo Māori, nō reira, we're doing a little whakatauki o te rā each day at 8:45, and we've got a special guest on the line this morning to give us a whakatauki. Mōrena to Mike McRoberts.
Oh, tēnā kōrua ko Rosetta, rawa ko Millie. It's wonderful to be here. And what a wonderful idea. I love this for Te Wiki o Te Reo Māori.
Oh, kia ora. We're so excited to have you on. Kei te pihe koe, are you having a good day?
I am. It's been pretty busy. I wrote a book recently, which is out now, and so I've been doing a lot of stuff with that. But it's just beautiful. You know, I think the language, when it's given with aroha, and it always is, it's just such a special place to be when you're doing that, you know, and it's amazing. It's wonderful to see Te Wiki o Te Reo Māori being picked up in so many different ways.
Kā rawe. What does this week mean to you especially?
It used to terrify me, if I'm really honest,
yeah,
before I started my Māori language journey. As a Māori reporter, I'd be asked to do things, and I, you know, just didn't feel confident. I had terrible, you know, whakamā about pronouncing the language and about using it. But it also gave me an insight into some amazing stories, you know, the sacrifices people make to learn the language, you know, the desperation, and that filling that need, that emptiness that you have inside of you, and that's exactly what drove me to learn the language. And so I've just been, you know, it's just been a life-changing experience for me, and I did full immersion at Takiura Wānanga a couple of years ago, and you know, it was so hard,
yeah,
but also just incredible, just amazing.
Kā rawe. So cool. I know that in your pukapuka there's a little bit of sort of resources and advice for those starting their reo journey, but do you have any little tidbits of advice for anyone who might be thinking about it this morning?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is to feel the fear and do it anyway, you know, like you're going to make mistakes, it's going to be messy, you know?
Yeah.
But it doesn't matter, and you know, he manga teite te manga o te mātauranga. Now, this isn't my whakatauki that I want to share with you, but it is a good one, which is, you know, the mountain of knowledge is a lofty one. You just need to get on that maunga, you know, like it doesn't matter if you're making small steps or big steps, because there'll be challenges along the way. Surround yourself with people who will support you and love what you're doing, and you'll find a whole new world opens up.
Ai, tautoko. Nō reira, he aha tō whakatauki o te rā?
Oh, kia ora. My whakatauki was actually first published in the turn of the 19th century, and it was published in the newspaper. It's from a tāne to his wahine, and it is he punga I mauai, which means the anchor that holds. And so he was talking about the support that his wife gave him. And I did a whai kōrero on this whakatauki and sort of brought it forward, and I talked about the different anchors that I'd got since starting to learn the language. And so, you know, I had my whānau, and I had my wife, Heidi, and I have my work, my mahi, but now I also have my whakapapa, my reo, my mātauranga, my waiata, karakia, all of those things. And so even when times get really choppy and, you know, that you feel like those waves are kind of overwhelming, I feel okay. And this exact thing happened to me last year when News Hub finished, you know, but I still felt okay. You know, like I had this beautiful mātauranga Māori, which, and I just knew that I was going to be all right. And it gave me an opportunity to go and work in kaupapa Māori. So, you know, it was a good thing. And so it's just been so beneficial to me. So he punga I mauai, the anchor that holds, all I can say is find your anchor and hang on to them.
Oh, atahua. Thank you so much, Mike. Tēnā koe. So great to hear from you this morning, and really appreciate you making the time for a kōrero.
Tēnā pai kōrero. And thank you for the work that you do. It is wonderful, and I'm so thrilled that you're celebrating Te Reo Māori in this way. He a tāhua, thank you.
Oh, kia ora. We're going to listen to a track from Marlon Williams because we know how much you love him.
The morning's just got even better.
This is Kei Te Marama, which I believe is actually a breakup song, which might pair sort of funnily with your whakatauki, but hey, all good. It's all beautiful reo, eh?
Yeah,
kia ora. Thank you so much, Mike.
Kia ora.
Kia pai te ra. Ka kite.
Whawhairo atu e Paku tohu i a koe I te mutunga a